All right, welcome to Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. We're going to talk about LSU. We're going to talk about AB. We want to talk about toxic relationships and stuff like that. So let's get into it, you guys. All right. So first things first, we all know that Louisiana State University, LSU, they won the national championship yesterday in college football. And many Louisianans are so happy about it. We are so stoked about it because it's been years that LSU, you know, won the championship. They had a perfect season, 15-0, y'all. 15-0. Joe Burrow, he held the team down. So was the rest of the team. Defense was good. Offense was good. I'm not going to lie. I was on the edge of my seat yesterday just watching the whole game yesterday, you know, because it was a really good game. It was a really good game. Ah, stop! It was a really good game. So, but, you know, now, you know, they won the championship yesterday, but now this is something new that has arrived. Now, the LSU offensive coach, he has taken the job to be with the Carolina Panthers. So Joe Brady, the LSU passing game coordinator, he's set to take the job with the NFL's Carolina Panthers. This is according to ESPN. Now a lot of you that I saw on my Facebook, yeah, some of y'all are kind of upset about it. You know, they was like, why you couldn't just wait to do this? Like, you just, I mean, maybe, you know, it was just time for him to go, you know. So I'm just gonna read this from, you know, they said the 30-year-old, he spent only one season with LSU. So I see why some of y'all mad. But you know, honestly, maybe he could have stayed, maybe he couldn't, you know, just him. All right, so anyway, so now Nick Saban and Donald Trump were there at the game. A lot of y'all said that Melania was wrong for wearing that jacket. They said it's like she had a garbage bag on. That was funny, but to me, she like she just didn't want to be there. You know, she just looked like, I don't know why I'm here. So she was there. And a lot of y'all, some of y'all had mixed emotions about, you know, him and Drew Brees just chilling in the suite and stuff like that. And hey, that's that man's prerogative. He want to sit with the orange man. Let him sit with the orange man, y'all. Right? So let's get into some stuff that from TMZ now. TMZ, their headlines talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine, and you know he's already out of jail. So he said he wants to serve his sentence at home. So this is what TMZ says. So according to TMZ, Tekashi 6ix9ine wants out of prison ASAP to serve the remainder of his sentence at home because the rapper believes he's at serious risk behind bars. So he's scared of his life right now. Tekashi's lawyer, Lance Lazaro, just filed documents obtained by TMZ asking the judge to allow him to serve the rest of his 24-month sentence under home confinement or in a community correctional facility. So this man, he's scared of his life right now. So he's like, just please let me chill at home, and I ain't trying to get killed up in this jail because I done read it on a lot of people and stuff like that. So if you can help your boy out, please help me out. But you know, that's what it is, and that's what it's gonna be. All right, so if you guys have been following AB, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, he tried out for went to numerous teams, you know, just looking around to see where he can fit in, where he can get in, or whatever like that. So but recently, like yesterday, there was a video that was you know pushed out. It went on a lot of entertainment websites that was talking about, you know, they said that he was throwing penis gummies at his baby mama. So so evidently they are into a few. If you remember, like I think like a long time ago, AB said he was just done with white women. Now I asked some, you know, I posted on my Facebook page a couple of days ago. You know, some of you guys feel like he's just out of his mind, and some of you guys feel like, you know, it's CTE. I do think he's trying to find himself or something like that, because some men they deal with a lot of issues, and they lash out. So he was he was throwing, he was outside cussing her out and stuff like that from the video that I saw. And it went crazy. It went wild. So yeah, he was throwing stuff at his baby mama. I thought that was his wife, because evidently I followed him on Instagram, and I'm barely seeing him. He was showing her and things like that. Everybody knows him from, you know, just, I think he played a couple of seasons maybe with the Patriots, and then after that they just cut his ass or something like that. Okay, so this is what happened. So Antonio Brown throws penis shaped candy at his baby mama during a domestic dispute. So they say things of getting between him and his baby mama seem to be getting worse. The former Steelers, Patriots, Raiders wide receiver was involved in another strange incident on Monday that resulted in a police showdown and him throwing a bag of penis gummies bears at his wife, telling her to have a bag of dicks. This is wow. So TMZ reported that Brown's baby mama, Chelsea Chris, showed up to his house to pick up the kids for school. And then he claims that she tried to steal his Bentley while there. And this is what he says. He says, "Bitch, you don't drive Bentleys. Brown can be seen in the video saying this is not your life." Brown can be heard yelling other things to the police, including "take that fish looking bitch to jail." That's not funny. And this is why I'm going to get on the subject about, you know, toxic mothers and toxic fathers in a minute. So, you know, he's basically, you know, just disrespecting her. So it's not clear if the cops took any action towards Brown or his baby mama. So if you want to check out that video, it is on TMZ and everything else, and the Shade Room. So and then, you know, Swiss Beast baby mama, she sent a message to Alicia Keys saying she's fearing for her life. Now Swiss Beast and his baby mama been going at it on social media too. Basically, she just don't feel comfortable with her daughter's being around Alicia Keys anymore. And this is now I'm about to go on this topic about toxic mother and toxic fathers. Now, we all usually sometimes, 50% of the time, we would have that first baby daddy or that first baby mama is the most toxic one. Because you fall in love with them most of the time just because they have good sex, and you don't really try to invest in them or anything like that. So your relationship turns it becomes toxic. It becomes real toxic. It becomes toxic for you because you lose yourself, and then it becomes toxic for those kids because they sitting here wondering like, dang, why mom and daddy can't get along, like what's their issue and stuff like that. So I'm gonna touch bases on toxic mothers and toxic fathers. Now, usually sometimes it starts when it's another man involved or when it's another woman involved. Usually half the time this is the difference between the baby mama and the mother of your child. Let's get this clear. Because a baby mama's gonna only focus on you and what you're doing with this girl. Not focus on the kids. Focus on you and your life. The mother of your child, she's gonna focus on those kids. She's gonna grind 9 to 5. It's gonna be days without sleep. So the mother of your child is focusing on her and her kids, and your baby mama is focused on you. Because a lot of y'all get that mixed up. I know, because this is the thing. I'm not a baby mama. I have 3 kids. I have 2 by the same guy. I have 1 by another guy. So I have 2 baby daddies. I'm at a point where if you mention my first baby daddy to me, don't. Because that young man, I don't have nothing to do with him. He don't have nothing to do with me. Let's keep it like that. I was at one point, several points in my life, I was that baby mama. Worried about, why are you with this girl? You should be with me. I got a degree. I got all this, and you didn't want to be with me. Till I came to this conclusion where your standards are not my standards. We should be focused on these kids and these kids only. But then it came to a breaking point where my kids wasn't your priority. Your priority was not sacrificing for the children. So that's when some women, we have to take that step back and be like, you know what? That man grown. He don't want to be in my kid's life. Let him. You can't create a toxic environment for your children because they will resent you after that. So, I mean, just by, you know, Antonio Brown just throwing, you know, throwing these candies and calling her a bee and stuff like that, like, that didn't solve, it's not going to solve anything. Because at the end of the day, these kids are going to see this stuff, they're going to see it on the internet, and then they're going to question you, like, dang, you really went through all that, and you let this man or you let this woman disrespect you. You know, toxic co-parenting, that's what I'm going to call it. It can lead to stress, will lead you to jail, or lead you dead, because you're going to forget yourself, and then you're going to want to kill that person because your feelings is so invested on that person, and it's not even invested in yourself and your child. So, you know, you have to get over it some way. My kids are crying. You have to get over it some way, somehow, and, you know, just really just pray through it, because that's the only way you can get over being in a toxic relationship, especially for the sake of your kids. Because your kids, your toxic trait can carry on to your child. So we're gonna okay. You interrupted my podcast. You know that? Yeah. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Love you, bye-bye. Okay, so let's go into breaking points in a relationship. Now, usually, some of you guys will have a breaking point, but then you go back to it, so it's really not a breaking point for you. It's just you need your space. I feel like there's a complete difference between breaking points and I just need my space. Usually, when you need your space, you go to, you cheat. Well, okay, no. Y'all, what, baby, what? Okay, so, usually, everyone has a breaking point. Everyone has a breaking point when it comes to their job. Everyone has a breaking point when it comes to their relationship. Everyone has a breaking point. But when do you feel like enough is enough in a relationship? So, right now, I'm about to go to 5 signs showing your relationship is at a breaking point. Now, this is according to womennow.in. Okay, so they say that the 5 signs in your relationship that shows that you're at your breaking point is, one is your insecurity, because you become insecure about a lot of stuff. 2, you go with your gut feeling. 3, what, baby? You can't do that. You interrupted me. Go get your iPad. Okay, so 5 signs showing your relationship at a breaking point. So we're gonna go to it. So the first one is, according to Women Now, they say they don't bother about you anymore. Which means when a woman reaches her breaking point, the first sign that shows your relation is coming to an end is when the person no longer cares. And you will feel that. When she or he would keep track of where you are, what are you doing, and they no longer care, they don't ignore the signal, it's your wake-up call. So yes, I got cheated on plenty of times. I got cheated on a lot of times. Half the times I pushed them. Here, Audrey. Half the time I pushed them away. Half the time it was them. So I'm going to just get a little background. So like for seven years, and I'm not ashamed to say this because So for 7 years I let a man who's the father of my child, I let him control how I looked at myself. It came with insecurity. It came with low self-esteem. It also came with, you know, suicide half of the time. Because I used to look in the mirror like, I got 3 kids, and I look at my body now, stretch marks everywhere. I don't feel cute. I don't feel like me. And for seven years, I let somebody be in power, have so much power over me. Now, granted, a little bit was his fault, but I'm gonna say this, about 30% was his fault, 70 was me. I say 70% was me, because he was messing with someone else, and I could have moved on, but I chose not to move on because I was like, you know what? I'm going to show him how much I love him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it got me nowhere. So, you know, I got up one day and I realized, you know what? I'm fine as hell. You know, that's why I cut all my hair off. I cut my hair off and, you know, I decided to walk into my purpose. That's why I tell a lot of people, I'm walking into my purpose now. And sometimes, and at that point in your life, you're going to have to walk in your purpose too. Because one thing I know that you cannot worry about what nobody else is doing. It makes you look crazy and it makes you look like you just stupid and you just don't know nothing about yourself. All right, so number two, complains and blame takes over. All right, so that is another, that's the second sign. So, well, I'm about to get on my Instagram. If I can get on Instagram. So, okay. All right. So number one was they don't bother you. They don't bother about you anymore. Means they don't give a damn about you. And number two. I had it on the wrong side. All right. Number two is complains and blame takes over. So this is what it says. Now another factor is when you no longer feel good or feel happy about that person. When you no longer have that special feeling you used to have in the beginning, every time a relationship just began, both parties feel proud of each other. This is the lovey-dovey phase. Both parties feel proud of each other. They want to know more and are curious to discover more about to please their partner. But as time passes by, these small romantic gestures lose their effect. When the person doesn't treat you the same way they did before, when you feel like you have to make an effort to please them or make them appreciate yourself, then you must know your relationship will become a struggle, one, or it's just over. And it also that also depends on the foundation of your relationship. Now some of us, you rush into a relationship because this person looks good, or we feel like, you know what, YOLO, we only live once, and I gotta get this now. If your relationship does not have you in a way If your relationship does not have that solid foundation, then you're going to always feel insecure. What I mean by a solid foundation, getting to know each other, even in relationships, you guys still need to date in a relationship. You guys still need to date in a... Thank you, Audrey. You guys still need to date in a marriage. You guys just need to date. You still need to get to know each other. Things take... Some of you will fall in love within a year. But what if you take that next step? Y'all start living together. And then you really find out, like, how this person is and stuff. Okay, bye-bye. You really find out how this person is and stuff like that. So number three. You no longer feel the initial sense of belonging. So you don't feel like, you just don't feel like this person just doesn't want you anymore. So before you used to have a feeling that you belong, with one another, the person you used to share everything, hey, I'm gonna need you to be quiet. Okay? I'm gonna need you to hush. Okay? Or you're gonna get out. So before you used to have that feeling you belong with one another, the person used to share everything with you, you used to trust each other, y'all used to tell everything, but nowadays they no longer care. They don't even tell you how their day went. The person no longer even gives you the same attention as you used to or care. The person has stopped making the first move, and it's you who constantly has to call or text or even start a conversation. Before, the person was telling you his whole schedule for the day, or even used to bring you to parties or anywhere with his friends and stuff like that. But now the person don't even ask or even inform you where he's heading. Well, my dear, it's time you sit and think about your relationship. That's right, because you guys used to just fight, used to play the game, used to just talk about any and everything, and now all of a sudden it got blah. Okay, so now number four, when fights are more than romance, and this is the most toxic part about being in a relationship. It can be a verbal fight, it can be a physical fight, and sometimes those physical fights leads to things you don't want it to lead to. So let's get into this passage right here. So we usually in the start, there may not be a lot of fights, but with time you might see each other. You may even suggest an idea. The whole conversation turns into a fight. You no longer have the space to express yourself, or your partner does not listen to your point of view. A healthy relationship, let's get now, this is it. A healthy relationship includes compromise. You cannot be with somebody who's arrogant, who wants to feel like they're right. Half the time, they're wrong. And when you get with someone like that, they're going to empower you with their manipulation. They're going to empower you with their sex because they know that's what you're weak to. When a woman, or I'm not going to blame this all on men. When a woman or a man finds out your weak spot, they're going to use it. Okay, they're going to use it and they're going to bring it down on you. They're going to make you feel like you're just nothing, like you're the scum of the earth. That's why compromise and, you know, compromise and communication, the CC, compromise and communication, those are the biggest things that can help save a relationship. I haven't been in a relationship in 7 years. So, even though I have not been in a relationship in 7 years, people probably feel like, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about because she ain't even got a man. So, but my thing is, from the relationships that the three relationships that I was in, we didn't have communication, we didn't have compromise. So if you can't compromise, if you can't communicate, then you don't have nothing. So number five is when the future looks blurry. A healthy relationship is when both partners have mutual dreams and goals that can include another. That can include both of you guys. Okay. You gotta go. Say bye bye. Say bye bye. You gotta go. So, okay, a healthy relationship is when both partners have mutual dreams and goals that include one another. When both partners have an excellent communication bond where they can say a lot to teach each other without words or even have an understanding of each other. You should not find yourself in a relationship where each of you has different mindsets, completely different outlooks in life. So this is my thing. Can you get out? Get your ass out. So anyway, this is a funny podcast. I hit him with a bottle. You're gonna get hit next. Okay, so he really lose my train of thought. So another factor is which you should pay attention to is if your partner includes you in his or her future plans. When they don't, do not waste your time with someone who doesn't see you in their future life or just want to be with you for the time being, because one of the worst things in life is wasted time, wasted energy with someone who in the future would not consider you. This is why I say if nobody can't support your ambition, they can't support your dreams, they can't support that you want to make it in life or just anything, you don't need to be with them. Because those people who don't support you like that, they're going to try to live off of you. Now there are, from situations that I've been in, situations that I know, you have some women who don't know themselves, so they're going to settle for less. You have some men who don't know themselves, so they're going to, you interrupted my podcast, so they're going to always settle. They're going to settle for less. I was talking to one of my friends one day, and he says a relationship should be 45-45-10. And what he means, and I asked him, so what you mean by 45-45-10? 45% you, 45% that man, and 10% God. God should be somewhere in your relationship. And reason why I totally agree with that. You know, a lot of people feel like sex is gonna if you have good sex, it's gonna make somebody stay. You can have good sex, you can have some bum head. Only way a person is gonna stay is unless they want to stay in your relationship. It's not gonna make them stay at all. So now you stop. A person's only going to stay unless they, like I said, unless they want to stay. Do I think sex plays a big factor in when it comes to cheating and stuff like that? Yes, I do. But some people, reason why they don't leave a toxic relationship is because that's all that they know. They don't have a mind of their own. So that person has so much power over them that manipulation can sound like the truth, and it's gonna sound like the truth, so they're gonna believe it. Girl, she need to go. I'm trying to talk serious stuff, and she's working my podcast. So I really want to know when it comes to a man, when is a breaking point for them. So, because women, when we're tired, we're tired. And y'all gonna know that we're tired. We're gonna do something to make us feel good about ourselves. We're gonna get our hair done. We're gonna get our nails done. We're not with some women. We're not gonna block you because we want you to see all of this. We want you to see that we look good and stuff like that. So I'm really gonna touch. Girl, I'm really going to test. So we talked about breaking points, the top five problems in relationships. Really my thing on relationships is that communication and compromise needs to happen. And you need to have God in your relationship. So today was a mini short podcast. Last week I talked about threesomes and I got some feedback about that. Some people said it was too much. So I'm going to tone it down a little bit. Make sure you follow me on anchor.fm. This is Getting Real and Uncut. It's going to be a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of life stuff. There are going to be days when I'm going to have guests to come in on my Facebook and they're going to talk about relationships and stuff like that. So, girl, I know, but you know, I got to get a job. And this is my co-host, Audrey. So we're gonna get more into this Thursday. I'm gonna get down to why is it easy to cheat? I feel like now in our generation, cheating is so easy because of social media. So, and then I'm gonna get into why social media plays a role in some relationships. So this is all I have to talk about today on Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. Make sure you guys follow my YouTube page or my mini blogs or my kids. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Thursday with Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. That's all for today, people. I couldn't think I did that too fast.
I'm a
Joe Burrow, he has